Coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
Let's get it started in here. I just bumped into one of my friends out in the parking lot, and I'm so happy to see you. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, where we bring you value every day in every way. I've got my friend over here, Jeannie.
Hello.
Michael, and she is my co-host today. I've got my guys on the board, Boomer and Steve, and they
Great
job. Good morning. And I've got Stacy Reed in here from Ventura Harbor. How are you?
I'm really good. This is first time I'm on your show?
No, I think it's been... You've been here before. But, oh, not since it's been
the
show.
Yes.
Oh, I like
this. So fun.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And so, you know, I love coming to the Ventura Harbor. There's like so many things to do down there. Not only that, it's just when you get down there, it's just like that feeling of being on the ocean and just, it's just, really, you know, the harbor and all the boats. And now you guys got pirate days, huh? It's going to be contagious, right? But I do want to give out our phone number here. We are on from every Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. And then if for any reason you miss any part of our show, you can hear it again from 3 to 4. And yesterday we were having some technical problems, so we will replay. Well, I don't know if we'll actually be able to. I don't know. But anyways, you always hear my show every afternoon. So if you want to just hear it again and get those names of all those great people that I put on, you can do that. But I do want to give out our phone number here right now at 805-639-0008 if you're out of the area. And if you're just driving around, even though I want you to pull over, 639-0008, we have a really great show for you today. We've actually got, I know I am a mother of four, but we've got the author of Mommy Land, and she is Savvy Mommy. And she's going to be talking to you about the essentials of how to keep your crew together. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, so I don't want to say I'm like an expert, but I've got lots of experience that I'd love to help any of those new moms or, you know, anything that I can add to your life, because that's what it's all about, is helping somebody through the journey that you've already gone through. Then our next guest is we've got Meredith Deeds and Carla Snyder. I'm not sure which one's going to be coming on, but oh my God, 200 sensational recipes that can transform from casual to elegant, every day to entertaining. And let me tell you, this is this beautiful book that was full of all these great ideas. I'm always looking for ideas. You know, and it's funny because my daughter is just starting to cook, my 21, believe it or not, right? My other one cooks all the time, but let me tell you, she's like, she cooked something which was really good in the crock pot, and she goes, Mom, people need to know more about these crock pots. I'm like, honey, they've been about around for a while. She goes, this is like the most incredible, you know, because we worked all day yesterday and we came home and we had this great dinner. Uh-huh. But it was like she just thought she invented it, you know.
That makes me feel so much better, because I didn't discover that until, you know, late 30s.
But I know. But
it's a miracle.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, if you want the easy way, and she made this great meal yesterday. It was like three ingredients, chicken, broccoli, cream of broccoli soup, and I think a half a cup of milk and some frozen broccoli. Did I say frozen broccoli? Mm-hmm. Anyways, all that. And by the time we came home over rice, oh my gosh, it was a great meal. So anyways, well, I welcome all of you. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. If you're just tuning in right now, Stacy, tell us what's going on down in Ventura Harbor. I love to promote our area around here because, you know what, so many people travel out of the area. We got it all happening right here.
We do have it all happening right here. And thanks for all the compliments. We do have free parking and a great walking path. If you're hungry, of course, great restaurants.
Yeah.
And some shopping, but
Stacy, let me say it.
This weekend it's going to be all about pirates. It is our sixth annual Pirate Days Festival, so July 16th and 17th, Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 4. The Ventura Harbor transforms into a pirate cove. Everybody dresses out as pirates.
Wow.
All of the retail and the restaurants have a little pirate twist, like at the parlor. You're supposed to go in and order with an arg, so you can say, I would like a...
So what's the
cider
drink
fries,
of the
month?
Yeah, what is the drink of the weekend for pirates? What do they drink?
Beer?
Rum.
Of course.
You look really young to know that. Yeah,
it's all
the, you know, it's the Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, what do you get straight on the rum, you know, on the rum.
There you go.
Speaking of rum, we do kick it off Friday night with a pirate pub crawl. And
I love it.
What a great idea.
There are several spots left, so you can call 805-477.
Oh, wait, so you have to make reservations for the pirate?
For the pub crawl, which is Friday. But for the event on Saturday and Sunday, that's free to attend. Free parking, free shuttle to
get
there.
So is there a cost for the pub crawl?
The pub crawl is $20, and there's about 5 spaces left. That includes appetizers at 3 different restaurants and drink specials, several which are focused on rum.
How fun. Maybe
however,
I'll come do that. Okay, what?
Designated drivers do
of
get.
Of course. Do you know, we actually just had Straight Up. You should have them over there. We just had them on. They're out here in Ventura. And Straight Up actually sends designated drivers, teenagers who want to make a difference in our county here. And oh my gosh, they have bands on so everybody can know who they are. I will give you the phone number because that would be a really, they just did a program last week.
That's excellent. I would love that.
Yeah, because if anybody's feeling like, you know, they had a little too much, they can leave. Can they leave their car there for free? You know,
as long as they have their license. But yes,
right.
Our parking is free. We don't really encourage overnight parking unless you are unable to drive.
Right.
And then we just need to know about it.
Exactly.
And it's all good.
Because it's all safe. We'd rather them be safe than to have them drive when, you know. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. And we've got Jeannie here. And we've got Stacey Reed from Ventura Harbor. And we're talking about this weekend, the 16th and the 17th. Is Pirate Days. And then, of course, the 15th, which is Friday, you've got the pub run, right?
Yeah,
the pub crawl.
You're
not going to be running, let me tell you. So
all those details are on our website, VenturaHarborVillage.com. That way you can make reservations for the pub crawl. But again, the event itself is free to attend. We have a free shuttle coming in. It's free parking as well. Kids ride the water taxi free if you go to Marina Park. And park.
Ooh.
Because we're using that as a water shuttle as well. Adults are $4 one way. But if you got a crew of kids that want to, you know, check out the pirates, they're professional pirates, pirate magicians, exotic birds, music,
how
so much
fun.
More.
Yeah. And now, so how long has this been going on?
This is actually our 6th annual.
Really?
Yeah. So we
I
have
love
some
when something works and you just keep doing it again.
Well, everybody likes pirates. I don't know why, but they do.
Yes. For sure. And then we also have, if you are in the mood to collect some more pirate gear for your Pirate Day, if you shop during the Pirate Day Festival, spend $20 in participating stores, and you have a chance to win $100 in gold coins.
Ooh.
That's so fun.
We were asking, where are our gold coins? Did you bring gold?
No, I wrote it down for next year. Definitely.
I know. And is there going to be like a gold hunt or anything like that?
There is a $2 treasure hunt for the kids. And they get a little booty bag at the end.
A booty bag. I like booty bags.
What's the age limit for kids? 10 and under?
Let's see. The 7 and under for the $2 treasure hunt. Mm-hmm. And we also have a costume contest. And that's for all ages. So 2:30, get your pirate costume on. And that's children 16 and under. And then adults 16 and above will be at 3:30. Saturday only, we have a pet pirate costume contest.
A pet.
Talk to you.
I can't forget our pets, right? I love that. That is so funny. Don't bring your cats, though, okay? You know? Although, you know, it's funny. A lot of people are, I don't know. We had a pet. We had a cat cat show yesterday, right?
Yeah,
we talked about
Cat Lady on.
Cat Lady, yeah. Actually, Cat called us, and she's got a bunch of organizations going on, too. I'm going to have her on. She was a really cool lady.
Like
I talked to her yesterday. Yeah.
You know what? And then if you would like to continue the fun, because the Pirate Day Festival is from 1 to 4 p.m., and of course you can grab your food and continue shopping, and a lot of the inflatables and Pirate Cove vendors will still be open after the event, but Island Packers has a pirate dinner cruise.
Oh,
so that's really fun on Saturday.
Really?
And then if you go to Comedy Club on Sunday,
love and Andre and
say the magic
Andy.
Words, Pirate Days, you get tickets for two.
Really? They just got it all happening there. I love it. What is your website so that everybody can get on?
VenturaHarborVillage.com.
Okay. And how much is the dinner cruise?
You know, the rates are going to have to be online.
Oh, okay.
So.
And what is the dinner? Do you know?
It is something really good. I had it written down. Steve Stafford and Uncle Monkey will be playing the live entertainment. It does include one drink.
I love the name.
One beverage, the dinner, and then a little cruise around in the live music.
How
and it'll
fun.
Be pirate
what a
focused.
Nice change for
and
a
be
different,
prizes
you know.
Too, so.
I bet you that will be a really good fun time. All right, I'm going to check it out. I'm going to try and get there on the Saturday night. That sounds really
sounds
good.
Like a lot of fun.
No, I won't be able to do Saturday night. I'll have to do Sunday. So, with that, well, definitely everybody check it out. It's right here. You're supporting our county, and that's what it's all about. You know, take care of the people that take care of us, you know, and
that's right.
If we all work together, that's what it's all about. So, with that, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a great show with for us today, and stay with me. I do want to give out our phone number again, 805-639-0008. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Savvy Mama, and we'll be right back. You're talking to her right now. You're listening to the Kim Pagano
right.
Show. And we're going to take a quick break from my sponsors.
Join us at the Lewis Music Academy this summer and let our family teach your family to love music. We offer private and group instruction for piano, guitar, bass, drums, voice, violin, viola, and cello. We also have a perfect cure for the summertime blues with our rock and roll summer camps. And for your adorable MIDI music lovers, we have an exciting Music for Tots program for children ages 3 to 5. Visit our website at lewismusicacademy.com and let our family teach your family to love music.
Do you ever feel like school gets in the way of your time with your children?
Wait, what do you mean? Doesn't everyone have their children in school all day, then fight with them to get homework finished in addition to everything else that needs to be done?
You must not have heard about Somas Academy Charter School right here in Camarillo.
What is Somas Academy?
Somas Academy has changed our lives. I'm so sorry I haven't shared this with you sooner. Somas Academy is a public school which is aligned with state standards and allows me to school my child on our time, giving us much more time for our family.
I'm not a teacher. How do you do this?
Trust me, I didn't think I could do it either. At Somas Academy, I partner with a great supervising teacher who guides us through the educational process. It's been so successful for us. Not only that, Somas Academy offers individualized learning for kindergarten through 12th grade, friendly teachers, park days and field trips, on-campus enrichment days, and specialized teachers for classes and labs for high school.
Wow, that sounds like a great fit for our family.
Call Somas Academy today for more information at 987-1188, extension 100, or visit their website at somas-academy.org.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Let's go, girls.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm so glad you stayed with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And, you know, I want to do a little shout-out for a couple things, but, Jeannie, you also have something that you make that is just beautiful, so I do want to talk about that. You have so many talents. You really do.
Well, thanks.
You know, and but you definitely, you make these heart necklaces that I love. I would have one in every single color if I could. I actually
you
want,
do.
I know I do have a lot of them, but I'm telling you, I get so many compliments on them. And then we actually, Kimberly had come on my show, and there was a cause that we did a lot of them. But you and I, we've talked about this before of doing a foundation that would
like
be
a heart to heart,
heart to
That's
heart,
what we
because
thinking, yeah.
we both always have hearts on. It's always been my mm-hmm. passion to have hearts on, but. You know, I lost a baby, you know, years ago, and it's still really close to my heart. And, you know,
that was our last cause. We gave it to mothers that had lost their children. And the Kimberly, who had a friend that started that foundation, asked if I would make some of those hearts. It would be perfect because they gave them out to the mothers. I think it was on Mother's Day is when they gave it to them. And,
right.
And we had a little one for the baby that they lost and a large one for the mom. And it was really nice. And in fact, I want to give a shout out to the ladies at the See Me Bead Club at the Senior Center, our bead club, because they all volunteered and all made so many of them. And I think we made a lot of moms happy.
I do too. I definitely do. But you know what I do? I am going to post on my Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show. And also, I still have one winner that hasn't called in for a haircut and blow dry that I gave away. And so I'm not sure if they're not on Facebook. But if you did, you know, put your name in for it, you might want to either call up and talk to Boomer or Steve and see if you were one of the winners. Or, you know, check the Facebook, become a fan, because that's where all my winners are. And like that page, you know, I know a lot of people don't know how to do that, but it's worth it. Trust me. But, we are going to put a picture of the heart necklace, and then we're going to have a word that is going to be, mentioned.
Magic word.
Yeah. Magic word that's going to be mentioned. And then you will win that word as you, post on there.
You'll win a heart.
You'll win a heart. And let me tell you, oh my gosh, you will love it. These are beautiful beads. Not only is the heart perfect, but the way that you latch it by...
Oh, with the magnet? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You know, I don't know. As you get a little younger, I want to say, or your eyesight gets a little weaker, it's hard to do your necklaces up.
Oh, I know.
And I know. I just think that is such a cool idea.
I just want to say that even I'm fairly young, and sometimes those necklaces are so difficult
that
I have to ask my mom or my girlfriend to put it on. I'm like, I feel embarrassed to do that, but...
No,
the little clasp, and I can't get it, so don't feel bad. If you can't get it.
I always put big clasp on my necklaces, always. In fact, that's the first thing I change.
Well, it's so funny because I'll ask my husband or my kid, you know, my boys to do it, and they're like, Mom, I can't do this whole thing, and then I just pop it, so it's perfect, you know. So anyways, I do want to say, you know, get on my Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show. So,
and we're going to start that on Monday, right?
Yeah, we're going to. Well, are we going to do it on Monday? Well, we might. I don't know. Keep checking. Keep checking because you're going to be on the next couple days.
Too,
so today is Wednesday. So I think we could get it together before Friday. So I think so. Anyways, but definitely check it out on the Kim Pagano Show on my Facebook. Another thing I want to... do a shout out to Joe Martin, and his automotive shop is Bergen's right here in Camarillo, and he's doing a really cool thing. It is Woman's Car Care Seminar. And you know, so many of us women were kind of at the mercy of other people as we're driving around in our automobiles. And it's funny because when I was talking to him, when I was just in his office, he actually had a lady, a customer, call up her husband, and he was on a way to a doctor's appointment, and her, I guess her battery, or I don't know what happened, but I know he's probably going to say, why did you talk about that? But he actually went and picked her up. And to me, that's like showing really, that's taking care of your customers, and mm-hmm. I love that. So, but also, he is actually going to be doing a seminar this Saturday. And so I do, I know he only had a couple spots left, but I do want to give out his phone number, 482-9968, and that's Bergen's Automotive, and that's Joe Martin. Tell him that you heard it on the Kim Pagano Show. But, oh my gosh, you know, he's going to be talking about, you know, what those lights mean when they go on, and, you know, when to kind of, you know, take care of any problems that, so you will actually know what's going on. I just think that that's so cool. Also, he's going to talk a little bit about teen driver safety and,
oh, I like that.
Yeah, and just year-round travel tips. So it's a really, he gave me one of the books here, and let me tell you, you're going to want to go check it out. But I love when people give back, you know. Mm-hmm. So, oh, also, yeah, Sweet Arlene's, we've had her on our show, and one of her, the owners are good friends of mine, and they were on the Cupcake Wars last night.
Might be a little
night.
Bit of a spoiler alert if you watch Cupcake Wars and you have it on your DVR.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. Okay,
so
yeah.
A little spoiler alert, alert.
Exactly. I like that. We'll have to put that on
our... Yeah, we're going to have to get our little board, you know, get a little sound for that.
But, yeah, check it out. They did really good again. Mm. So if anybody...
And they're great cupcakes. Oh, my God.
They are, and they're selling their four-pack that actually won, you know. Oh. So.
And that's pretty much one of our local vendors.
Exactly, yeah. So definitely check them out. They're over in Westlake, so... So that's another big thing to talk about. I think
we even have something coming up fairly shortly on TV. If you watch any bit of soccer,
right?
The national team, the women's national team, is playing against France today for the semifinal. So whoever wins this game will go on to the FIFA Women's World Cup final.
Oh my God!
So this is
you're on top
pretty
of that,
big deal.
Huh?
So you know, go Team USA for us.
Yes.
You love that, don't you?
I do. I think soccer...
I think that's awesome. I really
do. In the States, we don't hear of soccer as such a big sport. We hear it of basketball, football, baseball. But the rest of the world, soccer is the sport.
Right.
And they are crazy about soccer in Europe and Latin America.
Yes, they
and
are.
All that South America. And in the United States, it's just starting to catch on a little bit more. But
way more than it did when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, well, my parents are from England, so soccer was their football.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, and my son played soccer for a long time. So
mine did, too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I played soccer when I was age 36, and I'll tell you, I was in really good shape, but I could not wait for a break when someone made a foul and they called timeout. I'm going, yes!
Yeah.
It's a hard game to play. I mean, it takes a lot of physical strength.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. But
you don't realize it till you're out there running all the time, you know?
There you go. All right.
Mm-hmm. Kim, can I?
Absolutely.
You know, we had talked about everybody calling in. We just want to remind everybody the phone number.
Sure.
And you're listening to KKZZ 1400.
Positive Talk Radio.
That's right. And our phone number here is 805. I'm sorry. 1-805-639-0008.
That's right. Yeah. So what we are going to do, I guess our savvy mom is busy with her four kids. So, but you know what? I have four kids, and that's why I said I am here. And, you know, it's funny. We are live, you know, and, you know, one of my guests actually told me that I need to start giving some advice out. And you
I
know,
have some.
Yeah, we all do. We mm-hmm. all have advice from our journeys. And I do want to add to that, because if anybody has any questions, or, you know, maybe they're going through a hard time in their life right now, or, you know, it's funny, I was watching Oprah Winfrey's show, and there is a lady that talks about sex, you know, well, it's not all sex, because one of the callers called in about not trusting her husband completely. They had gotten into a relationship.
Oh my gosh.
And he said he owned a house and everything, and she wanted to make sure that he really owned the house, you know?
Oh, before she married him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then he was really upset by that, because he was like,
What'd she do? Did she run a check? Or
yeah, she kind of.
And he found out about it, or she told him?
I think
probably, huh?
She might have told him.
Oh,
because,
big mistake.
Yeah. Is that a big mistake?
Well, I don't know. I think if I... that's a, you know, that could go either way. You're supposed to be really honest with your partner, you know. But in this day and age, I don't know. I just think it's really smart, especially when you're older, because there are a lot of con guys out there. There's guys that are
married.
Yeah,
but he was offended by it.
Well,
but
then
yet
maybe he's not for her.
Right.
Think about
well,
it, you know?
I mean, anyways, he checked out perfect, you know. But then she was like, we could sell this house and we could, you know, so... she already had plans for his investment that he'd been putting together. So I just think that, you know, I don't know. I love talking about relationships and people's thoughts on it and how they run their life. And so if anybody has any comments, give us a call here. I'd love to talk to you. You don't have to say your name or anything like that. But we will. I'd love to talk about it at 805-639-0008. Right now we have Meredith Deeds on, and her book is Every Day to Entertaining, and 200 sensational recipes that transform from casual to elegant. And let me tell you something, this book is beautiful, it's colorful, it's got pictures in it. This is a must-have. You know how you have books in, like everybody buys cookbooks, but there's a couple that you really like, really use all the time. This
exactly.
would be one of them. Meredith, are you there?
I sure am, Kim. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Good, good.
So tell us a little bit about your journey. And in fact, it says that you were a culinary career started at a young age in her mother's restaurant in San Diego.
It's true, although I was born in La Habra.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So you were right there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't live anywhere in that vicinity now, but I was born and raised in Southern California, and my mom owned a little coffee shop. I always argue that it was a diner because I think that sounds more fun, but my mom always says coffee shop.
Yeah, I love it.
I know, and I grew up in the food business from a very young age, kind of doing everything, and then went into teaching and taught at cooking schools.
Right. Now, you know,
years.
It's funny, as you say teaching, you know, it's funny that we have to be taught when there's ingredients and there's... Why is that? It's really confusing, huh, how people write recipes?
That's just it. I think what I learned the most as a teacher over the years is that people in our generation and in even the generation before us and certainly the generation coming up, they haven't been at their mother's knees learning how to cook in the kitchen.
That's
so true.
A lot of times
their mothers didn't cook, and if they did, you know, the kids weren't hanging out. Mm-hmm. And so we just don't have the confidence that it takes sometimes to just step in and try, even though we have the ingredients and we kind of think what we know what we want to do with them, but it just takes a little guidance, and then before you know it, and that's really kind of the premise of this book. Once you're comfortable, once you're confident about a dish, and in this case, maybe it's the more basic everyday version of a dish, then we can teach you how to add a few things, maybe change the technique slightly, and it becomes the entertaining version. So in this book, we have 200 recipes, and 100 of them are kind of basic, easy, quick, for the most part, recipes, and then they always have a counterpart, and that's the entertaining version, which kind of kicks it up a notch, as Emeril Lagasse would like to say.
Meredith, this is Jeannie, and good morning. And
hi, Jeannie.
Hi. I was looking through your book, and you know one thing I really like about it is it tells you in detail what you need to do. I mean, my mom was one of those working moms, and I didn't have her by my side to tell me all these little things, and I had to learn through the years, and there's been cookbooks out, but not this one here is very, very clear. It's like having you stand over my shoulder and tell me exactly what to do, and you do it very nicely. It doesn't take three pages. It says it in a paragraph, and you're very clear and precise, so I give your cookbook an A+.
Well, thank you so much. Well, you know, that's, I think, just comes from the years of teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is critical that I give you all the, I go from from A to Z without skipping any steps in between. Usually there's not that many steps.
No, but you know, sometimes...
Usually A to D.
Yeah, but sometimes if you don't know anything like you just stated, you don't have just the simple thing, maybe how to stir it, and this is the time to stir it. Like, you'll be looking through some recipes, and you're like, oh, well, do they want me to stir this, or how long do I stir it? And I don't have that problem with your book. It's very, very explicit.
That is so kind of you to say. Well, you know, we did try to give a lot of information right down to, you know, most dishes have what we call the dish, which essentially is kind of the scoop or the information on this recipe that will help you either present it beautifully or understand an ingredient. We try to give you that little bit of extra information. Often they have what we call a fashion plate, which is essentially what else you're going to put on the plate with this dish. What's the menu that this
exactly.
will go well with?
Yeah,
so
I'm looking at
that. It's fun to give that info.
It's a great gift for brides, huh? Go to a bridal shower. There you go.
There you go. And you know what else is really cool about this is I love how you separated everyday or entertaining, you know? Because you kind of want to step it up a little bit if you're trying to entertain, right?
Yes, exactly. And once you're, you know, that's the thing. Once you're confident with the everyday dish, then it's easy to take that dish and you know, do a few things to make it entertaining worthy, although many of the everyday dishes I would absolutely entertain with too. So
yeah, you know what, in fact I'm looking at something so simple, but my husband loves green beans, but green beans with lemon and butter, I mean, and then it says fashion plate, serve this side with butterfly herb roasted chicken, which, and then you tell the page of that, and fudge and fudgy brownie cake, which you tell the page of that. I love that because sometimes you are looking through a cookbook and then you're all confused. It just, you have it really organized really nicely.
Well, you guys are just great. I want to come on every day to your
show. Oh, good. Why don't you just come on out here?
Where are you at, actually?
Well, I'm in Minneapolis now.
Okay, so you'll have to fly, but that's okay.
Well, hey, you know, that's the beauty of phones.
That is right. Exactly. So tell us, what would be your favorite or what would be your best recommendation for somebody? You know, it's funny. Okay, this weekend I have relatives coming over from Italy. And, of course, you know, it's like, oh, God, Italy, they have the best food over there. But so I want to make something that's kind
we
of
good
our
food over
American
here
tradition. I don't know. What would you recommend?
Well, I mean, what's the weather like this weekend?
It's kind of, I think it's going to be nice, but it's going to be a little
it's
bit cooler.
Nice there. It's always beautiful. What I think would always, what's always nice is to, you know, here in America, we do stuff that is kind of mixed and matched all over the place. And you could do you could take a little bit of an Italian ingredient like prosciutto and wrap salmon in the prosciutto, and then you bake that off really quickly and serve it with a rosemary butter. And I think those are some familiar flavors for them, but in a completely different way
than they would typically use
it themselves. And that's a very easy thing to do because you can wrap up the fillets ahead of time, you can make the rosemary butter ahead of time, and just pop it in the oven when you're ready to go. And so that's a nice thing.
Okay.
You know,
I have some rosemary outside my window or outside in my garden, right? So how do you make rosemary butter?
You know, that's really an easy thing to do. It's simply taking unsalted butter, and always use unsalted butter because now you don't have to guess on how much salt they've put in it. You can add
good tip.
Oh, I like that tip.
Okay. Always, you know, so I've got my unsalted butter. I've got it at room temp. Then I'm just going to mince up some rosemary, essentially, and add a little bit of salt and freshly ground pepper, and then you've got rosemary butter. How easy is that to do?
So you put it right in the...
You can add a little tiny bit of garlic to it if you wanted to do that, too, but I think this dish, it's better simple.
Oh, my God. You made it sound so simple. You know what? I do want to open up my phone lines to if anybody has a question or something that they want an answer to right now, while we've got Meredith on the line at 805-639-0008. Or if you're on Facebook, Facebook us a question and we'll ask Meredith right now so that, you know, if you are entertaining or you just have like a dilemma in the kitchen, you know, that you want to ask. Well, that's what we're here for, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm looking at your bio here, and you made a book of the Mixer Bible.
Right. You know, if you've got a KitchenAid stand mixer, that is a great thing to have, you know, for another 20 or 25 $1. You can have a great book with 350 recipes and all the ideas you'd ever want for your
You know what?
Mixer.
I would love to have you back and talk about that one too, because you know what's so funny?
Back.
I don't know if you heard of the beginning of my show, but my 21-year-old daughter, I've got four kids. So my oldest daughter is an incredible baker and cook. She just she's like always, "Oh mom, you can't use that as a box. I'm going to make it scratch." I'm like, "Oh god, you know."
Okay.
But she's amazing. And so then my youngest daughter really just never had an interest, and now all of a sudden she's cooking. So last night she made something in a crock pot, and she's got all of my cookbooks that I'm, you know, I mean, she's the one who's gonna really pop up and be, you know, it's just amazing. So she's like, "Mom, does everybody, you need to talk about the crock pot on the," and I'm like, "Honey, it's been around." She goes, "Oh my god, this is like the most," it was just so funny how, you know, it's just, but it was incredible. We worked all day and we came home to a hot meal.
Yeah. Well, how fun is that? That's always a nice thing. Slow cookers are fun. And you know, thank God for summer. It gives our kids a chance to get in the kitchen. They don't normally have that opportunity during the school year. I've got a few boys, teenage boys myself, and it's fun to see them have a moment to get in there and learn. The Mixer Bible is a great thing for bakers or for, there's all kinds of stuff, you know, even how to learn to make sausage and whatnot, because there's a lot of appliances that go with that mixer as well, that you can, a lot of attachments rather, that you can buy. But that's a fun one.
Ooh, we'll have to have you back. In fact, maybe you can stay on. We'll get the information. We'll have you back on that one.
I would love to.
I think that's good. Now, do you have 10 other books too?
Not 10. We have 6 books out altogether, and myself and my co-author, Carla Snyder.
Okay.
And I've got the Big Book of Appetizers, which was nominated for James Beard Award.
Okay, because you know, I have a women's support group, and we're always thinking of appetizers, and you kind of never want to bring the same one, even though
once you
find something that's really good, they're like, "Just bring that." Mm-hmm. Okay, Kim.
And everybody, whenever you go anywhere and you say, "What can I bring?" they always say, "Hey, why don't you bring an appetizer?" So
it's
good
always.
We're going to have to set up shows for all these things, because I just think that is just so, people love to cook and add to a party. And I think we're kind of back to where everybody wants to be a part of a party. You know, they don't want it. We're so busy, all of us, that we want to be able to have a party. And it's just so much easier when somebody brings something.
Right.
That's just it, too. And less expensive, too. You kind of share the load. And it's really, we just want to get together, enjoy some good food. And then everybody gets to participate.
That's right. Nobody's stuck in the kitchen.
Right.
Well, that's right. And also, you know, it's always fun when you're sitting at the table and somebody points to a dish and says, you know, "Kim, Jeannie, how did you make that dish?"
Yeah.
Great. I'd love to hear about it. And then you can kind of, you're a part of it.
That's right.
Now you're a little community.
And, you know, I think it's really cool when people bring copies of the recipe, you know, because I just think, what a cool thing. You have a potluck with recipes.
You had a girl.
I did that.
We all commented on, I forgot what it was at this time because it was a while ago, but I know when we were sitting in a little circle and all talking, she said, "Oh, yeah, and by the way, here's my recipe for what I brought tonight." I said, "Oh, my gosh, that's perfect."
Because so I had everybody bring recipes, and it was like, so then you don't even have to think about it. You're like, "Oh my god," because you know, it's like, okay, hers is really good again.
No, everybody's is good.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had a bad one yet.
You always say you're going to email them, and then of course,
exactly. This way, you get the job done from beginning, right? So, talk to us about what you would think your favorite or easiest. I'm into like the least amount of ingredients. You know.
Well, that's a good thing. You know. Just keeping it really simple is a good thing. Sometimes, and this is kind of an answer to your question, but sometimes what I like to do, in fact, all the time what I like to do, is have stuff in my refrigerator that I call gold in the refrigerator. Something like tapenade. You know what that is?
No.
It's an olive. It's
kind of crushed olives, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a paste. And I've got a recipe in here for it. And if you have something like that in your refrigerator, all you need to do is slice up a baguette or put out some goat cheese and some crackers, and you've got a really nice appetizer ready to go. You don't even have to cook. You don't even have to. All you have to do is bring a plate out.
I love
and
that.
So that kind of stuff, it's nice to be able to have that kind of stuff. But really, this time of year, okay, here's my simplest. It's not in the book, so this is an extra add-on for
Ooh,
your
Oh,
book.
Good.
Here's my simplest and right now one of my most favorite little appetizers or snacks. You could almost make a meal out of this. I could sit down and make a meal out of it. Take some good rustic bread and slice it up and brush it with some olive oil and just toast it real quick under the broiler or on the grill is even better. And then when it comes off, you just take a garlic clove and you rub that garlic clove on it and then cut up a ripe tomato and literally rub the tomato on it too. You're not even slicing the tomato up. It's just kind of a
like
simple,
a rub, right?
Easy
yeah.
thing. Drizzle some good olive oil, a little bit of salt, and that is, honest to God, it's the best thing you'll ever
oh
have.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? And so I have both of those. I have, yum.
You
I
might have those. All that at home. Right
I now. Know I do because I have those. I have tomatoes growing in my garden right now.
Yeah, see, that's a perfect juice. There's nothing. That is the best thing ever if you've got a nice, ripe, right out of the garden, warm from the sun tomato.
That's a perfect thing for this weekend.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, okay. You know what? And will you do me a favor? Can you post that on my Facebook on the Kim Pagano Show so we can
you know
share
what?
You?
Okay.
And become a fan. That would be awesome. So, okay. So what about putting together a little dinner for, you know,
Kim, you are really trying to get her to tell you what to serve your
I
guests
am.
From Italy.
Oh, no.
Wait,
I'm
but
here
Meredith,
to help.
I have
I'm
the
here to help.
I have the perfect thing. The meal that's on your book. I mean, how simple, how American, how good. It's potato with sautéed looks like sautéed peppers and I think you have a roast.
Well, yeah, you know, that is what's on the book, the top the book is the cover sort of cut in half. The top version is just the kind of basic fajita beef fajita recipe
right.
made with a grilled flank steak.
But
and
the
then
bottom.
Below, we're taking those ingredients and kind of disassembling them. We've marinated the grilled steak in a lime and chipotle, the flank steak rather, in a lime and chipotle marinade, and then we've grilled it and we've created sort of a chipotle sauce that goes with it. And, that is a nice, nice
Put it
thing.
On mashed potatoes just like you have here.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the top,
or?
And she's talking about
no,
the...
Yeah, I'm talking about the bottom one.
The entertaining, yeah.
She said this is that. She puts this here. She just put potatoes under it. So you can make two meals out of the same type ingredients.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the idea, yeah. definitely, to be able to take the same idea and make something else out of it.
You know,
like
I
take
just,
off the flour tortilla and put mashed potatoes. And you could put green beans, since you like that recipe, your
well,
husband.
Well, I like those asparagus
oh,
that are
I
sitting
do
right there. So,
yeah.
You know what? I just had a text from somebody saying, okay, so do you have to, which is kind of like what we're talking about, do you have to keep Mexican with Mexican or kind
no.
of
no
okay that's
of course not
no. See, and that actually you're right that cover is the perfect example of that you know you and in restaurants you go to restaurants all the time and they're mixing and matching the flavors so absolutely experiment and you know have fun with it that's the point
I love it and you know what I love to do now is anything that you can find grown you know is so healthy and we were talking about this use the stuff that's in season, right?
Yes.
I mean, if you can get it fresh right now, gosh, use it.
Absolutely, which is another great idea for your guests this weekend. You know, just take those tomatoes and the basil you got in your garden and boil up some pasta, some fettuccine or penne or whatever you like, and literally chop those tomatoes up and that basil and a little bit of garlic and throw in some olive oil and maybe a little balsamic vinegar and just toss your pasta up in that. I mean, we've got a great...
Ooh, that sounds good.
We've got a great recipe for that in the book. And if you wanted to jazz that same idea up a little bit, you could take, you know, fettuccine and add some pesto and fresh mozzarella and add it in there with your fresh tomatoes and basil. It's so easy. It's so good. I'm all about summertime is you got to keep it
light.
Simple. I mean,
absolutely. Now, you know what my new favorite is? Arugula.
Oh, I love arugula.
Oh, my God.
Love,
I am
love
like,
arugula.
Yeah. So do you have any good recipes with arugula? That's my.
Yeah, we have some salads that have
have
arugula. I'm just turning to the page so that I can give you the exact title of the salad. But
arugula is
one of my very favorite. I always have it around. I can shove it in sandwiches. And,
it's
we have a great recipe for arugula salad with shaved fennel. And Are you familiar with fennel? It's that kind of bulb. It's got that licorice-y kind of flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What page is it on?
That's on 87.
87.
Okay. So the basic everyday salad is the arugula salad with grape tomatoes and shallot vinaigrette. Very simple. And we've taken that same idea, and we're adding shaved fennel and some prosciutto and I think some Parmesan. It's easy, but it's delightful. And, you know, and it doesn't take too long because, frankly, I'm too busy in the summer drinking my sangria to, like,
go. Yeah, that sounds really good. Gosh, well, you have totally given us some really great ideas. And what would you leave us with if anybody's just starting to try and get out and, you know, figure out what they want to? You know, if you go out all the time, you can save so much money, really, by cooking and just really quick, simple meals.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, what's exciting now is, and I'll just tell you really quick, I've got a new app for the iPad called Counterintelligence, and it's filled with great recipes, but also tons of videos, just short little 30 to 60 second videos of me showing you. I'm literally standing in the kitchen right next to you.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Check that out. It's theinformedchef.com, and my app, and the app is called Counterintelligence, so do check that out. But I think that it's easy to get confidence in the kitchen these days, and I hope you check out Everyday to Entertaining, and you know, hopefully that'll be a nice summer worth of cooking for you.
Meredith, can you post that on my, or send me that email so I can post it for everybody, app?
Sure,
I think
will.
That's
I'm
really
gonna,
cool.
I will, I'll send you the app link, and then also I'll post that tomato, that
oh my god, that sounds
tomato
good.
Toast. Recipe.
And you know what? Stay on the line so that they can get your information, and I'll bring you back on because I love...
would love to come back.
All right. I had so much fun. I felt like you were in my kitchen.
Well, I'm eye candy.
But I love it. We might have to do a little cooking thing out there with the Kim Pagano Show.
Ooh,
and,
that'd be fun.
For everybody that's been tuning in, we've been talking to Meredith Deeds, and her book is Everyday to Entertaining, which is really cool because she does have it separated with Everyday and Entertaining. And then she's got 200 sensational recipes. So we're going to take a really quick break so we can hear from our sponsors. And then when we come back, we'll be finishing up. But if anybody has a question or they want to be on my show and, you know, they just want to talk, call us at 805-639-0008. We'll talk to you real soon.
J-Girl wants to welcome you to an experience of a lifetime in the most important areas of your life. One-on-one bridal service to ensure that every bride gets what she needs and wants for her gown and gift selection. Specializing in bra fittings and fun gifts for bachelorette and birthday parties. J-Girl takes care of your every need, offering cosmetic application and eyebrow waxing. J-Girl has an interest in you and your future. A private 18 and older room for date nights and anniversaries. At J-Girl, every customer is treated like gold, regardless of age or size. You will leave feeling beautiful and confident. Oh, shh. For all you men, J-Girl helps you find the perfect gift for any occasion. J-Girl is located across from Gelson's in the Village Glen Shopping Center at 2900 Townsgate Road, Suite 107 in Westlake Village. Visit J-Girl in the privacy of your own home at jgirllingerie.com or call 449-9999 to set up an appointment.
Here's what your neighbors are saying about George Thompson Diamond Company in Camarillo off the 101 in Las Poses in the Target Center.
The quality is excellent.
Quality diamonds for less money.
I like the prices here.
Definite better quality.
I think the quality is very good.
Oh, the prices are much lower here.
Price, can't beat it.
The price is excellent.
I don't think you can beat the price.
Best prices.
The service here is excellent.
George has been wonderful.
All the help is professional and friendly, and they know us by name when we walk in. It's really nice.
The prices and the people always had good customer service when I came in here. That's what kept me coming back.
The prices are right. The people are so friendly. They're there to help you. A family company, you know, somebody that's been around.
I'd have to recommend George Thompson.
We've had wonderful service here.
Good quality, good prices, very friendly. I'll always say George Thompson.
Thank you very much, George.
If I were to recommend a jewelry store, I would recommend George Thompson, your friend in the diamond business.
Beat the internet and save up to 75% at George Thompson Diamond Company at the 101 in Las Poses Road in the Target Center, right next to Staples. George Thompson Diamond Company.
You know the saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But when things change your life, sometimes your investments could benefit from a little change too. That's why there's never been a better time to come in for your free Edward Jones portfolio review. Your local financial advisor will help ensure that your investments are keeping pace with your goals, and she'll help you make a fully informed decision before any changes to your investment strategy are made. Contact Becky Savelle at 805-496-5584. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Welcome back. Yum, yum, yum. I love talking to different chefs and, when they, firsthand, they're writing their recipes, you mm-hmm. know?
And you know what my favorite one is? And I think I invented it myself. When you have leftovers, there might be a little bit of rice, okay? So I don't keep that in the refrigerator that night. I freeze it. And I have it in a little bag. If we have like green beans and everybody has what they want, you have a little bit of green beans. That goes in the freezer. And if we have ribs, if there's a couple of those, whatever, or roast beef, it always goes in the freezer. So then I have my potluck, my slow cooker. I hope you're listening, Tiffany. And you put all of those leftovers together and just stick it in your crock pot with a very little bit of water because they're frozen and there'll be water in it. And then walk off, go to work, come home. And I'm telling you, the flavors that mix together, you can't create it twice because nobody has the same leftovers.
You know what? That's a really great idea because you never throw any of that stuff away. My kids, they're always like, Mom, really?
You don't have to eat it the next day. Yeah, you freeze it. What if you have a little brown rice? There might be a little sweet potato in there. But I'm telling you, the flavors of the different meats. We've had ribs with barbecue sauce frozen with a roast beef that I had, like rosemary, parsley, sage, all that. All I can tell you is when you do it all day long, you come home and the house smells so good, you're going, oh my God, I can't wait to eat.
Wow, I love that. You know mm-hmm. what? So many people have different tips. And it's funny, we were talking about that last night of, I'm one of those that are always looking for a new recipe. Mm-hmm. I don't like to make the same, even though I have a lot of staples that, are family traditions. But,
you're like my husband. I can eat the same thing every day, but he's got to have something different every day. And he comes up with it. I'm sure you do too.
We were talking in our break about little cleanliness.
A little cleanliness mm-hmm. of, how many times.
Couple hints.
How many times do you go into the bathroom? You're using the bathroom. You hear someone next. You use the bathroom. And just, you never hear the sink turn on.
Oh, I know. I have a solution for that.
Hold on. I have to just say, Boomer, your mom did a good job, Because,
she did.
Really, because a lot of kids, not that I'm saying you're a kid, but you're younger. And it's funny. I always tell my kids, okay, I'm going to even take it to a whole nother level. But you know how my kids actually flush the toilet with their foot?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, right? And then they, you grab paper towel, you wash your hands, right? And you
wipe the door.
Right? Yes, well, or you take the door.
We're talking about
with
a restaurant or something like that.
And you take your towel and open up the door with the towel, towel, So what, do you do that too, Steve? Good.
But I was going to say, even in your own home, how many times do you have guests that come? And if you're a guest, you go in there and you use the restroom, and then you're looking around, and a lot of guests don't want to use that pretty towel that you have there, even though you're saying it's cool, I'm going to wash it,
but
whatever.
But who wants to wipe with 20 other people, right?
Then once the first person goes, then the second person. So what I do, and I've done it for years, is I go to, I'm not trying to give them a plug, but I go to Costco.
Yeah,
and I buy
anywhere.
The centerfold towels that you would actually put into a container like at a restaurant. And I buy a cute little dish. I spend the money on the dish because the towels are a savings. And I have them in my kitchen. I have them in every bathroom. And since I did that, people will always, I mean, my trash can is full. It's awesome. And I think it keeps people, you know, they'll say, oh, well, I can do that. And they're not even, because sometimes even the decorative ones are so
cute. Right.
They don't want to use it.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to get some. Plus that's a really good idea. Uh-huh. And you know what? And okay, so I'm going to take it one more step. You know, when you get toilet paper?
Yes.
And so somebody else has already used that. I take the first couple rolls off and throw it away. You do too?
Well, I take the first couple of layers, but I use that to lift the toilet seat.
Or put it down, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Well,
no, but that's a good idea. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Another great show again. And remember Pirates Days this weekend at Ventura Harbor. Great, you know, really great restaurants out there and just great fun. And it's right here local. And also, you know what? Just really great recipes. You're going to have to definitely check out this book, Every Day to Entertaining. And with that, I thank all of my friends and all of my listeners who are my friends, you know, for showing up today. Jeannie, thanks again. I know you're going to be here with me this whole weekend. You know, I love it. And great job, Steve and Boomer. And of course, I always end all my shows with my mommy moment. And today's is, our capacity to love is not limited. Time is a constraint, and so is energy. But love that makes your life better gives you more of what you need. So with that, I urge everybody to go give somebody a hug, you know, smile, make contact with somebody. Just, you know what, it's all of us put together. Just do something nice for someone else and yourself, you know, but put yourself on that top of that list.
That's right.
You know, if you're a mom or a dad out there, that you're the kind of person that does something for everybody else and you forget about yourself. You know?
Yeah, like if you feel lousy, like sometimes you wake up, you got aches and pains, you don't feel so good. I always have a little trick. I just lie to myself. I just will not go there. If I don't feel that good, I tell myself, I feel great, you know? And pretty soon I said, I know I'm going to start believing this. And pretty soon you do, because you forget about, you're not concentrating on the negatives. So.
I love it. Yeah, turn it half full instead of half empty. Yeah,
exactly.
If for any reason you missed any part of this show today, you'll be able to hear it again from 3 to 4. And I want to remind you to share me with your friends. You know, don't let this just be just for you. Share me with all your friends. You can listen on, or you can Facebook me on the Kim Pagano Show. You can go on my website, which I have a lot of my experts and guests that post things there. Also, I'm putting together a newsletter, so you can be a part of that. And just, you know, be a part of me. And the Kim Pagano Show. It's been great talking to you, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. I'm Kim. Have a really great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great day.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light.